Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas, a show designed to bring you real-world business knowledge for entrepreneurs, working professionals, and business owners who are seeking to up-level their business game. You are about to join the hot new All About You show with successful entrepreneurs and business experts sharing their stories and powerful takeaways while providing the tools to help you thrive. Your hosts for the Imagine More Success podcast are the best-selling authors, Cindy Hendricks, a business performance specialist, and Thomas Hides, a certified world-class speaker and voice trainer. And now, it's time to realize your dreams and imagine more success.
Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Hides. I'm with Cindy Hendricks. Cindy, have you been having a fantastic week or what?
Hey, Thomas, you know, it's wintertime here in California, and it's like fall or even spring because it's so gorgeous.
Yeah, you are so lucky to have such beautiful weather, 24/7, yes. 365.
And, you know, nature has been so awesome because it rains overnight, so you don't even have to deal with the rain or an umbrella. We're just really fortunate. So shout out to all those folks with the snow and airport travel this week. Be safe.
Be smart. Yeah, definitely be safe, be smart, be patient. There's going to be some delays.
Yes, and poor Atlanta, my goodness. I've never seen that airport shut down like that before.
I know, it's a kind of a big, shocking move. There's always a lot of fun when you're doing holiday travel. Just one more little stress component to throw in there when you're trying to enjoy yourself and your family.
Yes, and that airport is huge. I can remember the first time I went there in the 80s when they had the four terminals and the first walkway that moved. It was so cool, and I thought, wow, this is cool.
That place just keeps growing. It's a massive, massive place.
Yes. So we're staying home this year, which I'm grateful for. How about you?
Me too. Definitely going to stay home for the holidays. Traveling out of Vegas is usually pretty easy, though. It's always quiet here around that time of the year.
Well, I would think everybody's trying to get there.
Yeah. You know, there are some people that are visiting, especially people from other countries that love to come out to Las Vegas during this time of year. It's not super festive yet. You know, we're still looking for a few more Christmas trees out on the strip, but it'll get there.
Well, you guys are festive all year long with all those bright, shiny lights.
Yeah, I guess it is kind of the city of lights. So there's always something festive going on, even if it's not exactly holiday themed.
Yeah. So what about people coming for the weather? Isn't it like pretty dry and pretty nice down there?
Yeah, it's still nice. It's kind of chilly right now. The heater's been running a little bit, which is fun, but it's been unusually warm all throughout September, October, even November, even a couple days in December.
So when you say chilly, it's probably 55, 60, right?
It's got in the 30s. Yeah, so it's certainly a lot warmer than my stay in Boston, that's for sure.
Oh boy, Boston, man. Not only is that city cold, but it's also a nightmare to drive.
Oh, listen, if that doesn't challenge your driving skills, nothing will. And it's probably time to look into a professional career as a race car driver if that doesn't trouble you at all.
Yes. And then if you can figure out what they're saying to you out there.
There's
they speak
that too.
Boston English.
Yes, and that leads me right into my favorite segment of every week, which is the word of the week.
Time for the word of the week.
And the word of the week today is well-being. The state of being comfortable, healthy, or happy. And I'm really excited about our word because our guest today, Dr. Lynn Johnson, is all about well-being.
Yeah, you know, the human body, the human psyche, every single part of us is needing to be more adaptive than it has ever been in the history of human beings. And so the challenges that we're facing are just incredible.
Well, and you know, when you throw in all the issues from global warming and the weather changes and the way that we're dealing with pollen or not.
Or environmental issues.
Yikes.
Yeah. Even forest fires in your area can't be good for air quality, right?
Oh my goodness. We're so blessed that we were missed with the Northern California fires. We were like 90, well, I think it was about 45 minutes away from the Santa Rosa area. Wow. And of course, Southern California is about 5 or 6 hours away. So we were very blessed not to have that. But we did have some of the air quality issues. I was driving home from the office one day and I thought, what is going on? And I didn't even realize it was the air quality from all the fires.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Leads us into the idea of well-being being not quite a nebulous term. We're actually going to find that there's some real ways to determine whether or not you do have significant well-being in your life, or how it pertains to the individual.
Well, and the other thing is that there's so many components to well-being. It's not just about health. It's about your attitude. It's about your self-esteem. It's about your mindset. I mean, the list is endless, truly. And that takes us right into our coaching corner today, because how can we improve our well-being?
Well, you know, I see it a lot with clients who have a need to, let's call it, feel safe or feel empowered or both. But when they're feeling a little off kilter, that ability to move to that flow state and to move into that place where they're totally open and giving takes a little bit more work than you can imagine.
Well, I'll tell you what the biggest issue I see with my clients is that everyone continuously carries emotional baggage. I believe it's the most underrated issue in our culture. Because, you know, everybody's taught to stuff it. I mean, look at the phenomena that's going on in our country right now with Me Too.
Yeah, that's a massive issue.
Women in our culture have been stuffing it for centuries, and it's just totally bubbled up now and creating this massive issue in our society. And I just keep thinking every time I hear about the next one, you know, what if we had this under control decades ago, and all these people who are losing their companies and their positions and their families would not be in that predicament had this issue been solved decades ago?
Well, I think that that issue is massive, and it would require, or it requires so many different things in order to bring that into the forefront, to bring that into the light. But definitely the idea of people feeling that they have the right to communicate, and that it is an inalienable right, something that they can always do, that's given to them from the time that they're born, and then allowing themselves the access to it, giving themselves the freedom to actually speak their truth, speak what really is important to them, it goes a long way. And there's no real teaching of that when you're a child, unless your parents happen to be involved in something that requires a ton of speaking.
Well, and the other side of that is that we're so fortunate in our country that we can have and do all those things. Some countries aren't as fortunate as we are to be able to even say that, or much less do that.
That's very true. And again, if that's on a sliding scale, we do have all these abilities and avenues to be able to speak and to communicate. We're significantly more open than a lot of other places in the world, and still a problem for people to do it.
Well, I think a big issue is that women have not had the self-esteem level that is required to be able to stand up to, especially men in power, and say, wait a minute, no. And I had personal experience with that too, but I had the moxie to say, what?
Yeah. You know, that's a growth experience though. Did you find that, have you found that as you've gotten older, that you feel more comfortable doing that?
I feel the same as when I was 20 and was hit on by people that shouldn't have been doing that. And I just don't understand how people can feel that that's even okay. So no,
a little lack of empathy.
Problem then and no problem now. It's just, I've just always had that personality not to back down.
I think that's really fortunate for you, because not everybody's blessed with that aggressive behavior or that kind of gene to always speak up for themselves. So, I mean, it's huge.
Well, not only did I have strong personalities growing up, but my brothers were 6 foot to 6 foot five.
Sounds like my family.
Yes, no choice but to, you know, stand up for myself and say, back off.
Yeah. Makes a big difference. You know, how's that for nurturing and versus nature?
I think so. I just feel badly for the people that are losing so much when it wasn't necessary had we corrected this issue long before.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, there's a lot of other things that we're going to talk about today with Dr. Lynn, also known as Dr. J, which is a name that I absolutely love. Reminds me of my basketball love, Dr. J. But we're going to have some really fun fun things to talk about with her today, because she really has some expertise, I'd say, across the board, several different areas.
She does. She's not only smart, but she's beautiful too, and a very wonderful, kind woman.
I've heard that. I've heard both of those things about her many times.
Yes.
You know what's really fun is the idea of creating this gestalt of well-being for someone, not just focusing on a single aspect or one single spot, getting that whole person dialed in.
Yes, we sometimes forget that we are, you know, a bodysuit loaded with all kinds of other things, like, you know, like I was talking about self-esteem and emotional baggage and mindset and, you know, plethora of issues hitting us every moment of every day from all kinds of electronic devices besides the people in front of us. It's a wonder that we're not all even worse off than we are health-wise.
You know, and there's always this, not always, but something that I see repeatedly is the idea that people don't know where to start when they're trying to move themselves into that place of inner strength. And for me, probably because of my background, always lead right back to breathing. Like, it's the one part of your system that you can take control of immediately within the moment, within yourself. From that one aspect, everything else can start to materialize. You can do better with every single part of your life. You can start there. It's the one thing. It's simple. You always have it. It's always well within your control. And it's a great jumping off point. So that's something I like to work with people.
Probably the number one thing we forget about because it's on automatic.
Because it's on autonomic. Yeah, exactly. It's just it's just rolling for sure. So we're excited today. We've got Dr. Lynn Johnson joining us today. She's got some tremendous credentials. She's been a chiropractor for 30 years, which she doesn't look like that's even humanly possible. She's a certified health coach. She's been spending her entire life helping people to not just get their life in a better place or get their health better, but to live a life of supreme health and vibrancy. She's worked with famous NBA players, NFL players. She's been a certified health coach through the Villanova University. And she's helped people create what she calls a trilogy of optimal health, healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, which is a concern for everyone and a big part of our show. So if you're ready to hear more from her, please stick around. Just a couple of minutes. We're going to hear from our sponsors. But when we come back, we're going to learn from Dr. Lynn Johnson about how what's between your ears works for you in creating lifelong transformation and helps you to create that optimum well-being. And if you want to learn more about us, check us out at imaginemoresuccess.com, where you can get the tips, tools, and tactics to move yourself forward and to move your business forward. So do please stand by. We'll be back in just a couple of moments right after you hear from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having, and I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com.
Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated? And with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish. When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. to receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com, and get your business where you want it to be.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast show with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Hides, with Cindy Hendricks. Today, we're going to have Dr. Lynn Johnson on in just a couple of minutes. Cindy, first, we're still talking about well-being, what it means to you.
Yes. Well, you know, well-being is like your core of who you are, because if you don't feel well, if you're not thinking straight, you're really not at the top of your game, right?
Yeah, so, definitely a pathway to that.
Yes. And self-esteem is tied in there. And that's one of those things that you can't see, you can't feel, you can't touch. And it's like the driver. The driver of your whole being is all those things combined, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of like every single part of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, that triangle, Maslow's triangle, all being completed and working well together, nothing being dysfunctional. When you have all those things working together, you have this sense that anything's possible and that you're capable of significantly more than you may typically think is possible for you.
Well, and don't you think some of us, it takes a lifetime to get everything hitting on the same, on the right circuits to able to move forward?
Isn't that the fun of it, though?
Well, some may disagree with you, my friend.
Hey, there's no journey without that, right? If we just came in perfect, you know, then what?
That's true. I can tell you, though, some of my highest level clients struggle the most with self-esteem, and that just blows me away. I've been blessed with really high self-esteem. And I don't know where it comes from, but it's there. And when I've met very, very smart, strong, powerful women, it's like, what? So work hard to help them to take it a notch to meet themselves where they are internally with their mind and with everything that they're offering. I mean, one of my clients is a physician's assistant, and I'm just blown away by where her self-esteem was when I met her.
And it's amazing the differences that will happen for someone who's already successful to have that switch or that switch flipped, and then the self-esteem actually come in. It's just a massive snowball effect. I'm sure you've seen it many times in your practice, haven't you?
I have. And I think the largest area of change for people like that is in their personal lives, because, you know, they've got the professional life down, they've got the credentials, they've got the smarts, and they're just kind of on, remote control with all of that. And then when they come home, their life is a mess. And it's got to be an enormous drain to be able to live like that.
Well, life's a big pie chart. It's hard to have every single part of it absolutely perfect. That's where that balancing act comes into play. And that's why we're really excited to bring in someone who's a master of helping people achieve that. Today, we've got Dr. Lynn Johnson, who's going to be talking to us about well-being, as well as several other topics. So Dr. Johnson, without further ado, we want to bring you on. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Thomas and Cindy. This is pretty exciting. I'm loving to share in this way. And I'm loving the back and forth between you two, listening to the concepts about well-being, because, you know, it is really about, you know, what's between your ears. And like Tom, you said earlier about getting into the zone. And it's really hard to get in the zone if you don't have some of those other pieces of the pie dialed in. Because if you're feeling crummy, you know, and if you're not happy with your own, you know, body and your own accomplishments, you know, you can't be as productive in your world. And, you know, you're on a talk show here with people that are wanting to move forward, you know, are trying to improve their lives, people that are, you know, business owners, business creators. And, you know, truth be told, we're all creators. Some of us are creating, you know, masterpieces, and some of us aren't.
Yes. And, you know, most of the time, successful people have not only one coach, but we have multiple coaches. And you come in not only as a very strong health coach, but you're also a strong life coach with your experiences, because you're such a an interesting soul with all of your experiences that you have and that you bring to the table.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. I've been fortunate through my life to have, you know, similar, an outlook like you, Cindy, in the beginning that, you know, my family upbringing was kind of like, oh, you can do anything. Well, you know, I figured out that that wasn't quite right, but it's amazing how much more you can create in your life than, you know, maybe at one point you believe. And that's, you know, so many people in our country and in our world right now, you know, they're struggling. People are struggling and people are suffering. And seriously, it breaks my heart when I see that, because when I look at somebody, I see look what that person could create. Look what that person could be. And I know you're the same way, Cindy. You look at people. When I first met you, you said something, a few things about me that I went, who, me? And it was surprising to me that you thought I could create these things, and slowly but surely they're becoming manifest. But it's really just allowing possibility and creativity. You know, the name of your Imagine More Success, that's how we create stuff in our life. It's not about getting rid of anything. You know, part of our program is weight loss, but that is not the major feature. It's about creating health. And creating not just physically, but mentally. And, you know, part of it can be financially if someone chooses that. And I mean, this country is struggling. 70% of us are overweight. 54% of us, according to the CDC, are obese. 300,000 people are dying every year from lifestyle related, you know, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, arthritic complications, inflammatory disease. And it doesn't have to happen. People can make different choices.
Well-being is absolutely about possibilities, and I love seeing possibilities in people. And when I do, I can see that their eyes kind of glaze over and roll back into their head, like you just described. But you know what? We can do what we choose to do, and sometimes you need somebody to hold space for you to do those things. And that's exactly what I'm talking about with coaching, with health coaching, because we all need that space held for us. And you've done that very thing for me. But what I'd love to hear is how you've helped someone in your business, and share with us what that looks like.
Okay. Well, my husband was the initial instigator, because he had, you know, some overindulgences and living too much of the good life. He blossomed into the obese category on the BMI chart, and he was like floored, because that's not us. And he went on this program of recommendation of a friend of ours who's a retired cardiologist, lost 52 pounds in less than 3 months. And we were like, oh my gosh, all our patients should know this. All our family should know this. All our friends should know this. You know, and it was a way to easily get to a healthier space. And then I realized, wow, I could help people create that possibility in their lives by opening up a simple system. I mean, this was created by a guy 18 years ago, whereby it's a simple program where people can adopt it. We live in an obesogenic world. Our systems around us foster bad health.
It's like it's institutionalized. Almost bad health is institutionalized.
Exactly. And now it's normalized.
Yeah.
We don't sleep enough. We're overstressed. We don't eat the right foods in the right portions and in the right timing. And it's just really sad that people are duped by the food industry, the drug industry, into going the wrong direction. Our country is in a tremendous health crisis. And most people don't realize that part of realizing where you can go and what you can create is getting your current reality. Our current reality is horrible. But
how does the individual do that?
Well, I can share my story with how Dr. Lynn helped me, because my goal was to not gain any weight between Thanksgiving and New Year's last year. And I had to figure out a way to do that, because every year, you know, I'm surrounded by good cooks and good cooks love to feed you. And I was determined not to gain any weight. So I had met Dr. Lynn at a networking event. And so when we talked about it, it sounded like such a simple process. And I have to tell you, I lost 25 pounds between Thanksgiving and New Year's last year. And the best part was the things that I was using to do that created better health through prebiotics, probiotics, and vitamins and minerals besides healthful eating. So thank you, Dr. Lynn. And I just am so excited to share with people that, you know, there is an easy, better way than some of the things that some of us have tried and done and probably been harmful to our bodies, right?
Right, right. Yeah, one of my fun stories is a sheriff up in Idaho who was about 70 pounds overweight, very unhappy with himself. You know, he's chasing bad guys and not being able to run. He ended up losing the weight on the program and felt like $1 million. All his constituents were like, wow. And his daughter was also quite overweight. She lost about 55 pounds. She'd been struggling with polycystic ovary syndrome for like 6 years, not being able to get pregnant. Wow. As of a week from now, she's going to have her first baby.
I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh.
So excited.
They must be thrilled.
That's tremendous. That's incredible.
It's fun.
How do you assess people when they get to that first spot?
Well, what I'll usually do with someone is I will have them fill out a health assessment and then we'll have a personal consultation. It might be sleep and it might be their job. Your job is a huge portion of your well-being. So, you know, and it's not like I'm going to give somebody a new job, but that might be something that they need to address. So, and you know, the whole coaching thing, my main impetus is the physical, but the mental comes right along with it. Tom, you said it, you know, how do you get in the zone when you feel awful, you know, and when people start feeling vibrant and energetic and wow, you know, I mean, I just put the third hole in my belt in my pants, you know?
Well, we're going to come back with those stories, Lynn. Thomas is going to take us out and we will pick it back up.
Yeah, in just a moment, we're going to hear from our sponsors. If you want to learn more about us, check us out at imaginemoresuccess.com. Just a couple minutes, we're going to be right back with Dr. Lynn Johnson, known as Dr. J, talking about well-being and how to get you there. So please stay with us.
Memorable dynamic presentations are a not-so-secret weapon in the business world. Do you have a powerful message that must be shared? Do you want to be known as a top public speaker that gets amazing results? If you didn't get the results you were seeking while delivering your last speech, Thomas Hides of iconquality.com, that's I-C-O-N quality.com, can help you create and deliver your speech to get the results you desire. Call Thomas.
Have you ever asked yourself this question, why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this: you can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a 3-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming 3-day epic event experience. And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast. Thomas Hides and Cindy Hendricks today. We've got Dr. Lynn Johnson on with us. Cindy, we've heard some really great stuff in that previous segment, haven't we?
Oh my gosh, I think the whole world wants to know how to be healthy, how to have a great mindset, remove any blocks for your well-being, and to lose weight.
How great does it feel to start the new year feeling great rather than struggling all year, especially in the beginning, to get where you want to be?
Well, I think a lot of people have great intentions and then fall short. So that's why we're timing Dr. J's talk with us today at the beginning of the year, so you can get a great start and some great ideas.
Yeah, nothing like a great jump start. Dr. Johnson, welcome back. We have a quick question for you. I can imagine that when people finally get to you, they probably feel overwhelmed. What other kind of feelings do they usually show up with?
Usually it's frustration because they've tried everything. Or
that's in quotes, yes.
Yeah, discouragement that they've not been successful. Because there's so much hype and hoopla out there about dieting. And we all know diets don't work. UCLA did a huge study of many other studies. And they found that 85% of the people that diet will gain the weight back without support and education.
Well, the scary part is that there's so many things out there that are not regulated. I think I read where, what was that one a decade or so ago? Ephedra or something like that, that had heart valve issues after people had taken it. Wasn't that what happened?
Very unhealthy. I mean, many people were damaged, and people damage their bodies regularly by dieting, by cutting their calories without keeping the nutrient value. And that's why you get rebound weight gain. And that's why people get frustrated. They try to think will work. They don't have the knowledge base to understand how their body works.
Well, the most frustrating part, I think, for those of us who are not medically trained is that if you don't talk to a professional, you don't really know what you're getting.
Right. And, you know, you guys, Cindy, you're a business coach for people and a tremendous mentor to a lot of people and me as well. And so you have that knowledge to help coach people that way. And I love coaching people this way because I see so many people that are struggling and they just don't know what to do. And so by being, you know, I'm part of a national organization of health coaches, and we with one of the most renowned healthcare professionals in the world, in addition to Johns Hopkins Medical University. And there are known things that are the steps to take you forward. And, you know, like you say, this is a perfect time. And why not start now to take better care of yourself for the rest of your life? Because this is about lifestyle, lifetime transformation.
Well, I have to share with people that you are such an amazing health coach, because I don't care if you're on a vacation in the Panama Canal, you will get on the phone, get on the computer, and you will make sure your people are taken care of. That is just so honorable for someone to be so dedicated to the service they provide for their clients that it's amazing to me.
Oh, thank you. And you know, it is all about support and education. And we have so many pieces of support available to people. And it's also about, I also try to help people create an environment of health around you, because, you know, well-being has to do with your environment. So, you know, that frustration that people have, I so understand it, because I've had frustrations like that myself. I had a weight loss story. And so I can empathize with people where they're at. And what we do is take a look at where you're at. Okay, what changes can we make that will help you in the future? And so they're not totally complicated. They're really not. If you understand that your body is meant to store fat, that that's one of its primary jobs in life, then you realize, okay, well, how do I create the fat burning? How do I use that for energy? And, you know, part of it is eating more frequent, smaller meals, you know, reducing the starches and sugars, learning what the glycemic index is about, so you don't have a too much sugar in your diet, because sugar is a poison, you know, rots your brain. And we were talking about mindset earlier. You know, your brain's going to work better if you fuel your body better.
Well, I have heard that sugar is like cocaine for the brain. Is that Absolutely. True?
It's as addictive as heroin.
Wow, I had not heard that.
Yes. As addictive as heroin. It's you know, it's amazing. And people don't realize that it is inflammatory to your brain. Your insulin going up and down and up and down and up and down all day is very, very bad for your body and stimulates inflammation.
And how long does it take somebody to get off the sugar high?
You know, with our program, we can usually get people to get into a fat burning state where they're running on the energy of their body fat within about 3 to 4 days.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, it's amazing.
And the other thing I don't think people realize, and please correct me if I'm mistaken, that carbs are sugar once it gets into the body.
Right. And you need a certain amount of carbohydrates, the healthy, you know, whole carbohydrates. You need that for your body to function. But
those aren't the ones I'm talking about.
Yeah. Our diets, the food industry is not your friend. They take out the good stuff. They put in cheap fillers and addictive substances. There's addictive substances in McDonald's French fries. So no wonder we want to eat so much of it. So when we get people on a healthy track, you know, pretty quickly, they're excited and inspired. And then we work with that inspiration to keep people moving forward and teach them, how do I fuel my body? How do you feed your dog? You know, you might feed them the old dog special dog food, you know, but what do we feed ourselves? We feed ourselves junk day and night. And a lot of people don't know what junk is. And people think they can lower their calorie level. You can go to Whole Foods, eat all the best foods, organic, everything, lean meats, lean, you know, protein, blah, blah, blah. But our foods now, in 1929, they had a talk in front of Congress that said, our soils are depleted. Our food value is not what it was 100 years ago. So it's hard
Wow. to
be really well nourished on a low calorie regime. That's why people go on their own diets on January 1st. And 85% of the people bail their New Year's resolutions by mid-February.
And again, that's because they don't have a health coach that they can rely on to hold space to continue being healthy.
Right.
I mean, you keep reeling me back in. And thank you for that, by the way.
And you know what? We're all human. We all reel ourselves back in. You know, you think success in life and health is like this, and it's like this.
It's all over the place. It's more like a sine wave rather than point up. Makes sense.
Right.
So, Dr. J, how important is it to remember that if you fall off the wagon once, you just get right back on?
Yeah, exactly. We, like Cindy, went through the program, you know, in the holidays. People say, oh, it's the holidays, I can't do it. It's not the holiday season, it's holidays. A day here, a day here, a day here. So, you know, so what if you eat turkey and stuffing and gravy and cranberry and pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving? Go back to your health program the next day. Enjoy your family. Enjoy the relationships. You know, don't beat yourself up. The worst thing you can do is beat yourself up and bring that I'm a bad person thing back into focus. You just go back to your healthy eating. And if you do your healthy eating, you know, 85, 90% of the time, you're going to be, a super healthy, we're reaching for optimal health all the time. Some of our people go to what we call ultra health, but it's all lifestyle and sleep. People don't realize how important sleep is. Hormones are released at night that allow you to burn fat during the day. If you don't sleep, you're not going to be fat.
And you're offering something to our listeners that's very special. Do you want to tell them what it is and how they can get it?
Absolutely. And I gave the link. I think maybe you guys can give the link for the health assessment. It's a very simple health assessment, 18 questions. You fill it out and then you connect with me. We have either a Zoom or a phone consultation. And we'll talk about where the holes, where that the dips are in your piece of the pie and what kind of things you need to work on and what kind of program might be best for you moving forward.
Ironic, their piece of the pie.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We look at it on our health
program. Bad choice of words, Dr. J.
We look at it as a star. Memorable. As a
your
star.
Your piece of the salad.
Yeah, your piece of the salad.
I love it.
Okay, so people can find you at Healthy Assessment Optiva.
Optivia.com,
I think it is.
And that word Optivia stands for Opta, meaning optimal, and Via, the way. And you could easily just go online to Optivia and then click on Find a Coach, and you just look me up, Watson.
Well, it'll definitely be worth everyone's time to do that. I know that there is no charge to speak with Dr. J about what she offers, and it can change your life, no question about it, because you know what? You just feel better when your body's being nourished with all that good stuff that's in all the products that you get.
Yeah. And 3 tips: sleep better, drink more water, eat small, frequent, high-quality foods.
Yes.
The best part about that, Dr. Johnson, that's something that everyone can start with today.
Right.
Perfect.
Awesome. Yes. It only takes the first step and you're on your way.
That's right. That's right. And it's all about choices and you make the right choices to move yourself forward.
Absolutely. I'm so glad that you could join us today and share your words of wisdom. I just know that anyone who connects with you is going to have a better life, maybe even a longer life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what it's all about, is longevity and feeling energetic and strong and going on a cruise like my in-laws at in their late 80s went, and being vibrant and having fun.
And avoid the buffet.
Exactly. Exactly.
Dr. Johnson, thank you so much for today.
I got to tell you, I had a friend who, her husband gained 20 pounds on one cruise.
Oh my God.
Dr. Johnson, thank you so much for joining us today. It was a pleasure. Please check her out at optavia.com. Look for her, Lynn Johnson. We're going to be back in just a moment right after a word from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com. Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a 3-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming 3-day epic event experience.
Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated, and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com. And get your business where you want it to be.
And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast. Here with Thomas Hides and Cindy Hendricks. Cindy, we just had an amazing interview with Dr. Lynn Johnson, also known as Dr. J. She brought us some really incredible information. I know she's doing great work with you, and we just want to be able to have people find her so that they can do their free assessment.
Yes, she is an amazing woman who is not only smart and talented, but she's beautiful too.
And super caring, and definitely involved in creating those healthy habits for people, helping them get past that feeling of overwhelm, that massive frustration they may feel when they get to her, and getting them to a place of health and vibrancy and moving forward in their lives.
Yes, but I have to tell you a funny story first about when I first met Dr. J. I don't know that she remembers, but the reason I went up and spoke to her is because I absolutely loved her shoes.
So it was the shoes that let you know she cared. I love it. It's all about the shoes.
It was last summer, and her shoes were a floral print, and it matched her dress.
Dr. J's a product of her shoes. It's because of the shoes. It can't be it.
No,
come on.
It's not.
It can't be the shoes.
That's what attracted me to her was because she was so beautiful. She had on this gorgeous dress, her shoes matched, and she just had this aura that was amazing. And I wanted to know her.
Well, if you want to get to know more about Dr. Lynn Johnson, please check out her website. It's optalife.optavia.com/optalife. It's optalife.optavia.com/optalife. You're going to get some tremendous help from her. She's so knowledgeable from so many different aspects. And she's probably got a couple stories about some professional athletes she'd like to share with you as well. A couple of insider scoops.
Oh, boy. Let's hear them.
Yeah, that's the thing we didn't get to this time. I definitely want to bring her back. I definitely want to hear some of those stories. I can only imagine some of the work that she's done.
Well, I can't wait. Dr. Lynn.
One thing that I definitely would love to share is something from your book, Cindy, which definitely stuck out for me. It's from Insights from an Intuitive by Cindy Hendricks. Give yourself the ultimate present. Make peace with your past.
Yes. That has to do with what I was talking about earlier with the emotional baggage. So many times we carry so much from our parents, our siblings, all the crap that happened to us when we were growing up and then into our young adulthood. And we just let it sit there and just simmer and make this emotional stew. And if you can get rid of it, then it's going to open you up to all that positive space, to work on your mindset and your health and achieve all the things that you're here to and meant to achieve.
Yeah, you know, our word of the week is well-being. And one thing that I see that kind of halts people towards that optimal life experience is the need for perfection. When we see people striving for being absolutely perfect, sometimes they completely blow right past excellence, which is really all that's really necessary. As long as you're doing excellently and in everything, which seems overwhelming, you're probably going to be just fine.
Well, I hate to admit it, but I was one of those people that had to strive for perfect. But part of it was I was competing in a man's world. And, you know, we women that worked in middle management in the 70s and 80s were targets. So if you didn't have some perfection going on, then you were a target. Now, of course, you know, I strive for excellence, but it doesn't have to be perfect.
And listen, that really, you take that one little notch off, you can definitely find better connection with yourself, better connection with the people that you're working with, as well as better communication. Because if you're not striving to do everything spectacularly, perfectly, your heart can open up and you can make a bigger difference in other people's lives.
Exactly. Just ask our producer. He'll share that there's no more perfection going on here, guys. Okay.
Luckily, we're not shooting for that. We're just shooting for excellence. It's about the best we're doing right now.
Okay. And I have a quote too that I'd love to share. You know, I love short, sweet, to the point. The first wealth is help, by Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so really, if you don't have health, what do you have?
Yeah, a lot of your abilities to go out and do all the other things that you'd like to do are definitely health dependent. You need tons of energy, you need focus, concentration, you need happiness and joy to be able to do what you love, because life isn't really a game of discipline as much as it is doing it what you love, because doing what you love doesn't really require discipline.
It doesn't, but to achieve everything that you want to sometimes does. And
yes.
Some of us have lists of things that we really want to achieve. And, you know, we're all on the trying to get into it.
Well, Cindy, I know that you probably have an angel card that you'd love to share with us today. What do you have for us today?
I do. I absolutely. My angel card today is from a different deck, and it's rejuvenation. We talked about mindset today, and it really has to be rejuvenated, not just once, but continually. You always have to make sure that you're on top of your game with your health, your mind, your body, and your spirit. That's exactly what the card says. Get a good night's sleep, because I don't know if you know, but the body totally replaces itself in 7 years, every cell. So if you're not sleeping, you're not replacing your body. Rejuvenate your body, mind, and your spirit. Exactly what we talked about today. So I thought this card was very appropriate. Don't you think, Thomas?
Yeah, I think that absolutely nailed it. There's so many aspects to well-being, to overall health, to living a healthy lifestyle. So nice that we have some experts that can come in and simplify this, what can seem very daunting process.
Yes. Well, I want to share a special message today for our listeners to hear. And two very special people in my life had heart attacks this past week. And one of them recovered miraculously, can't even tell that there was an issue, and the other one didn't make it.
Oh my gosh, Cindy, I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
My first publisher, who published my first four books, her fiance died in her arms. There was no notice. Or if there was a notice, he didn't verbalize what was going on. He was just gone. And she is totally devastated. So, you know, my heart goes out to her and her family and his family. But you know what? Go get yourself checked. You can go. I had my arteries done with the special thing they do, I can never remember what it's called, where they look inside from outside the body, and they can tell if your arteries are clogged or not. And it's a real simple procedure. So, you know, just go get checked, because I think that's the number one killer in our society today. And it's such an easy fix. It's called the ultrasound. And If you need a way to get it done inexpensively, send me an email, comment where you see us posted with our show, and I'm happy to get that to you, because you know what? We'd miss out on so many things with the people that we're losing at so young of ages. He was only 46.
Yeah, young guy. That's it's a real tragedy. And, you know, a lot of this can be avoided. I mean, of course, not everything, because life happens. But I remember Dr. Johnson saying that education was really important. Also, having support around you is super important. Having those two things coupled with a desire to live a healthy lifestyle and to be able to share those moments that are so that you can only look forward to and you can only experience if you're there to actually experience them.
Exactly. Life-changing. And 46 is just too young to pass on. And most heart diseases can be turned around with just a few lifestyle changes. So go get yourself checked. Make sure that you take care of what you need to so that your loved ones can keep you around for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I joke with clients all the time about, you know, how much fun the journey is. And, you know, health and well-being and living an optimized, healthy life, it can be fun. It doesn't have to be daunting and overwhelming. It doesn't have to be something that you wake up every day hating the idea of having to do. Have fun with it and really enjoy the process, because life is about having processes and about creating what you want to create. So why not create something beautiful when you have the chance?
Well, and you know, too, that people who surround themselves with like-minded people with what their goals are more likely to achieve goals that they've set for themselves if the people in their daily life have similar goals. I know when I was smoking, yeah. Don't tell anybody I used to smoke.
Keep that quiet.
You know what? I loved cigarettes because they give you extra energy. I think it's just because they raise your heart rate. But I quit like three different times for 3 years. And I'm like, how can you be so stupid and go right back to that awful habit? But it was because I was hanging with people that smoked. And then you go out to have a drink and then you're weak because of the wine and you're right back into it again. So the minute I changed the people I was hanging around with, I quit smoking totally.
And that's definitely one of those places in your life where you move from a plateau and you find yourself at a summit. That leads us right into next week's guest, who is Joanne Marceau. She climbed a summit of her own, literally climbing to the top of Mount Rainier, over 14,000 feet tall. And when she got there, she found out that actually wasn't the highest pinnacle of her life. It was a massive changing point for her. And she went from corporate America job to becoming a coach and changing people's lives by sharing her compassion, her courage, and her inspiration as a speaker and in workshops, making a huge difference for people. So next week, we're going to have Joanne Marceau on. Please come back and join us again on the Imagine More Success podcast.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a three-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming three-day epic event experience.